Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Revelation chapter 8, we were talking about the days being shortened and speculating that the earth may be thrown off course, causing it to spin faster so that the days are only 16 hours. Let's continue that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Matthew chapter 24, verse 22, it says, "And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." Now, that does not refer to time being shortened, since God decreed 7 years for the tribulation. It's not going to be shortened to 6 years or 5 years. It's going to be a full 7 years. In Amos chapter 8, verse 9, we read this, "And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day." Oh, isn't that interesting? In the clear day, the earth darkened, the sun going down at noon. You see, this now is tying in with verse 12 of our text, that the third of the day shone not. A day shone not for the third part of it. And the night likewise. One third, therefore, refers to 16-hour days instead of 24-hour days. If it meant time as far as the years shortened, a different Greek word would have been used to show that in these passages, but it was not. Evidently, the days are shorter as this earth spins faster. Perhaps it's been knocked off course and altered as a result of being hit by the mountain of verse 8 and the star of verse 10. Whatever it is, it's not the same. We read this from Isaiah 24, verses 17 through 20. "Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall, and not rise again." In Revelation chapter 16, verses 8 and 9, it says, "And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory." We know that there is a scorching heat, that there are increased earthquakes, and meteors pelting the earth. God tells it ahead of time, and yet men will not repent. They still love darkness rather than light. The tribulation is clearly defined in Scripture as two periods of 1,260 days, or two periods of 42 months. Therefore, the very foundation of the world society has changed. That is, time is changed. It's apparent that the quantity of the days cannot be shortened, but the character of those days are. And instead of 24, there are 16 hours in the day, but still two periods of 1,260 days each. Now, God's mercy is shown to believers of that day in that the days may be shortened in order to prevent them from being destroyed by the forces of evil or by the forces of Antichrist. So it's apparent. It is quite apparent that God says what he means and means what he says. But it's just as apparent that man ignores God's warnings and then somehow says, a good God would not do that, a good God would not do this, in order to justify their lack of repentance, when if they would repent and believe the gospel, they would not deserve salvation, but God in his grace and mercy would bestow it upon them. But they've got to come from darkness to light. Now we finally see in this chapter that there is still more to come. Verse 13 says, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. As bad as all this sounded, and it does sound bad, there are three trumpets yet to sound. The worst is yet to come, because the last three trumpets have woes pronounced with them. And it's to the inhabitants of the earth, not those with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. My friend, shouldn't you think about that? An Almighty who had the power to create this heaven and earth, and even now upholds all things merely by the word of his power, Hebrews 1:1 tells us. To unleash that almighty power against unrepentant men? Think about it. Let us not be guilty of calling this a cold-hearted world. If we as Christians know these things and we fail to use our time to witness, and our finances to get the gospel out to a lost and dying world, tithing and offerings above a tithe, giving to missions, when we withhold, it shows that we are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. But you say, wait a minute, I go to church every Sunday and I do give some. Oh, my friend, that you become a lover of mammon more than a lover of God. Now, we need to remind ourselves as Christians, do we really believe what the Scriptures are telling us here? If so, why are the finances and time that we have too often given for our own pleasure instead of seeking lost souls for Christ? We won't even carry a tract in our pocket. We won't invite a person to church. And please don't ask us to give any more. I think of bus ministries where you have boys and girls that ride that bus and they're in church maybe 2 hours or 3 hours a week. And they'll go back to a home where there's pornography, where there's never any teaching of the Word of God. And there will be Christians at church says, why do we have to bring those children in here? I think of the radio ministry. One of the burdens of my heart was that there would not be a famine of hearing of the words of God. And yet, unfortunately, the word of God is so perverted in so many places today that there is a famine. And we give that this radio ministry may continue to go out over the airwaves as well as the internet. But how many more airwaves could it affect? Not everybody has an internet. Not everybody has a radio. But combined, oh, so many more could be reached. Just think of cars driving down the road and hearing a radio program, the gospel. Oh, so many things, but we have so little time for souls and ministry. Christians, how much do we believe that Jesus is coming again and that there is a judgment seat? Keep it in mind. This is not science fiction. These things will literally happen. Hell has no fire escape. Once one is there, they are there for eternity. Woe is the right word for those who are without Jesus Christ. And my friend, the scriptures show that when God appoints a time of great judgment, as we've seen here in our text of Revelation 8, He also prepares a door of deliverance for the minority who will repent and seek Him. In Noah's day, there were only 8 people. But there was 120 years that they had an opportunity. But there came a point at which God closed the door to the ark. And there's coming a day in which God is going to close the door on this age of grace in which we live. 2 Peter 3:9 and 10 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night." It'll come. And as this earth lives in the night time with its sin and degradation, He is ready, near to come. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, it would be as the days of Noah. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8 tells us, there's a door open no man can shut, but the day is coming when God is going to shut the door. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.